a book like The Diary of Anne Frank. What does it do but tells us, take someone who we thought was an alien, this young Jewish woman, and we read the story, and all of a sudden, she's just like we are. She's no longer one of them. She's one of us. So what holds our society together then, for Rorty, is not shared rational legitimations. It's not philosophic beliefs. And this is a good empirical point. How many people even have philosophic beliefs? How many people in our society even read philosophy, much less could care less about it? What holds us together is a sense of solidarity, is a sense of usness, that we're one, that we're a community. It has nothing to do with argumentation or disputation. It has to do with a shared form of life, our democracy, our postmodern bourgeois liberal society. And this is an important philosophical point, because his argument is, if you look at all ethical terms, what they really are what Sellers calls we intentions, right? And the we is our ethnos, or the US slash West. And let me try and illustrate that for you for a minute. When you say, use an ethical term like, it's wrong to steal, he says, what you're really saying is, there's no absolute to that, but stealing is not the sort of thing we do. Our kinds of people don't steal. So he says, now look, if you really want to deal with a problem of cruelty and suffering, and the one that really troubles Rorty is the plight of young blacks in inner cities. He finds that extremely troubling. He says, you are not going to help them and get any help for them if you appeal to people's sense of humanity and say, my goodness, humans are suffering there. Humans suffer everywhere. The right way to deal with that problem is to appeal to our ethnocentricity and say, you know, those people are Americans. And we don't do that to our own. We don't allow Americans to live that way. They're not them, they're us. Americans shouldn't tolerate other Americans living such a lifestyle. And his point is, ethical terms, as we intentions, lose their force as we spread the we out too wide. So if we begin to be concerned about humanity in general, then someone's going to come along and say, yeah, why are you so concerned with humans? What about dogs? What about dolphins? What about whales? And someone else will say, yeah, what about amoebas and planktons? No, the force has power only for our ethnos, the US or the West. Now, he says, such ethnocentricity is not something to be afraid of, in our case, for one reason. Our ethnocentricity of the West is distinguished by its self-correcting fear of ethnocentricity. Right? Our ethnocentricity, precisely because it went through a period of vitriolic racism and imperialism, has learned a lesson that it should distrust itself, and that it should always try to be open as possible. And for once, Rorty is being, not just once, but making a claim which I think is quite accurate, that if you stop and look around the world right now, perhaps because of the horrible things the US and the West have done, it is by far the most tolerant culture in the world. It is the only culture which mistrusts itself, which argues that it should always question its own impulses and urges, and should always make sure that when it looks at another culture, it's not making invidious comparisons. And then what we do is, on a case-by-case basis, we balance our public goals of solidarity and the fight against cruelty with our private projects of self-creation and fulfillment. And I want to pause here and make something clear. He's very careful not to posit any sort of algorithm, right? Any sort of rule for deciding when we do public things and when we do private things. That's a decision that each of us can make, and we'll decide on a case-by-case basis. Or we can make it socially. There's no need to ground it, to fix it, to finalize it. I also want now to stop and pause and take a look at what the implications of this are for the culture in general. A culture in which we no longer feel the need to draw invidious distinctions between various disciplines and fields.